With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping preparing to meet at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit Wednesday near San Francisco. But Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says China is well aware of American missteps and miscalculations all around the world.
But back to Xi Jinping, as you mentioned, he's watching this happen in Ukraine. He's seeing it break out in the Middle East. And as that happens, it's getting America more and more distracted. It's depleting our resources. It's making Taiwan more vulnerable as a result of that.
And Hagerty has this advice for Biden.
President Biden should tell Xi Jinping point blank that he's got to stop the predatory behavior from an economic standpoint, stop stealing our intellectual property, stop subsidizing industries and cheating economically, pull back militarily.
The Tennessee lawmaker was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, authorities fearing more bloodshed in Ukraine, adding Russian forces ramping up attacks in eastern Ukraine. Correspondent Charles De La Desma.
The head of Ukraine's ground forces says Russian troops have begun a push to regain territory near Bakhmut, the eastern mining city that was the site of the war's bloodiest battle before falling into Russian hands in May. Ukrainian troops had recaptured the heights over Bakhmut since Kyiv launched its summer counter-offensive that so far resulted in only incremental gains and heavy losses. A colonel general writes in a Telegram update, toward Bakhmut, the Russians have become more active and are trying to recapture previously lost positions. Enemy attacks, though, are being repelled. I'm Charles De La Desma.
And we are learning now that another Republican is dropping out of the race. Tim Scott, a senator from South Carolina, is now suspending his presidential campaign. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
Photographer Bob Updegrove does not have to work on gay weddings in violation of his Christian faith. So says a settlement between the Virginia photographer and the state in a legal battle over non-discrimination laws. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Updegrove and released a statement saying, quote, free speech is for everyone. As the Supreme Court recently affirmed, the government can't force Americans to say things they don't believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vatican moving one step closer to embracing transgenderism. Pope Francis signing a statement saying that it is permissible under certain circumstances for transgender people to be baptized as Catholics and serve as godparents. The document says people living as the opposite sex can receive baptism under the same condition as other Catholics, as long as it does not cause, quote, scandal or confusion. This is SRN News. In the Big Apple, it's beginning to look like Christmas at the Rockefeller Center, where the giant Christmas tree arrived over the weekend. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The 80-foot-tall, 12-ton Norway spruce came in all the way from Vestal, New York, on a flatbed truck with a police escort. Jackie McGinley's family donated it from their backyard.
We feel incredibly proud of our tree here.
The Christmas tree may look a little travel-worn, but delighted cheers came from the crowd when it was up. And Rockefeller Center head gardener Eric Posé has big plans for it.
We're going to put 50,000 lights on it. Each branch gets wrapped multiple times with lights, make sure we have lights everywhere so that when we do light it up on the 29th, it looks majestic and beautiful.
The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting takes place the night of November 29th. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.